One of the most crucial elements of any military operation is getting the troops to the field of battle. The entire effort of moving U.S. soldiers and equipment is coordinated at Scott Air Force Base in southwestern Illinois. From member station KWMU, Tom Wepper reports.
For all the cutting-edge technology behind fighter jets and the precision of cruise missiles, retired Army Lieutenant General Gus Pagonis says many people overlook the most crucial element in fighting a war.
I think a lot of individuals think that soldiers just show up in the theater of operation and that the tons of supply needed to sustain them just get shipped in like you do in a regular civilian-type environment. It's massive.
Pagonis was in the Middle East during the first Gulf War, helping move troops from the U.S. to the battlefield. That process is now vastly different than it was even a few decades ago. As late as the 1970s, military deployment meant the Army, Navy, and Air Force each made their own plans. Each branch had its own way of using air, land, and sea to get from point A to point B. So in 1987, the Defense Department created the U.S. Transportation Command, or TRANSCOM, to consolidate duties. Now the movements of any soldier called to duty are coordinated and tracked at Scott Air Force Base. Tucked inside a three-story brick building amidst a sea of structures at the base is the nerve center behind troop movement 24 hours a day. Navy Captain Steve Honda says TRANSCOM is step one in a military buildup.
Nothing happens until we get the people, equipment, and supplies there. So if TRANSCOM doesn't do their job, nothing happens.
As he steps off the elevator onto the second floor, an ID card and a punch code are needed to get any further. The work of more than 800 civilians and military personnel at Scott Air Force Base revolves around the large room on the left where everything said is classified and tape recorders are prohibited. It's here that arrangements are made to fly, ship, or drive tanks, soldiers, and food all over the world. General John Handy is in charge of the Transportation Command.
I quite often sit there and as I'm watching any media piece, both printed or on TV, and say you can look at that picture and everything you're looking at got delivered by U.S. Transportation Command. That's a remarkable achievement.
TRANSCOM also coordinates all of the president's trips aboard Air Force One and helps fly scientists to the South Pole. But Handy says it was during the first Gulf War that TRANSCOM learned its most important lessons.
That is perhaps the greatest held criticism of Desert Shield and Storm in 1991 was the vast amount of equipment that was never used or supplies that were never used.
Supplies went unused because at that time, no one recorded what was being packed into large containers going overseas. The system is now automated using barcodes and satellites to track the goods. The start of the war in Iraq, though, did not mean that much more work for TRANSCOM employees. The real demand started with military operations in Afghanistan, and TRANSCOM officials don't expect the pace to let up soon. The current fighting will require replenished supplies, and any troops that stay in Iraq after the war will need food, equipment, and mail, all things provided by the workers here. For NPR News, I'm Tom Weber at Scott Air Force Base in southwestern Illinois.